This is a good day, bringing back a popular former Blade to Saskatoon to be an assistant coach. What came about in order to happen for this to happen?
Exciting day. I think that with, you know, Marshy leaving, you know, and we wish him all the best. I think the biggest thing was is bringing a guy that, you know, we were very familiar with, and this is kind of been, it's kind of funny how the world works, but this had been a little bit in the making last year. But we had Wasey told me he was going back to play, and I said okay, because we were looking for an assistant coach, and when we hired Dan DeSilva, but he decided to go back. He was going to go back and play, and then something, we hired Dan, and then he ended up not going back, and ended up becoming a coach in Port Alberni. So I called him. I was like, what are you doing, man? Like, I thought you were playing. He's like, no, this and this happened, and, you know, I just decided to coach, had this opportunity. So when this all came about, you know, Colin, I talked to Colin about it, and he really liked the idea, and you know, I hooked him and Brennan up, and we went through a few different candidates, but it just always came back to Wasey, and obviously being a former Blade helps, but I think bringing back a guy who was very popular, and not only that, but he understands the game, knows these athletes well, and has been through a lot, I think is only going to be very helpful for our organization.
I think the positive in both him and Dan is that they're both recently retired as players and maybe relate to young players maybe just that much better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, in talking to Wasey, he hasn't changed a whole bunch since he played. And I think that I think the relativity to the players is going to be really important, and something that we look forward to.
Okay. And then the other thing, of course, on the flip side of that is two assistant coaches that don't have a lot of experience as coaches. Not a problem, though, I wouldn't think, what guy you have at the head coaching position in Brennan Sawney.
Yeah, and I think Sones and I, we've talked about that. I know Colin and I have talked about that. No, it's not a problem. These guys they'll be more than fine. Dan did a great job last year running the bench and being on top of things, and I know Wasey's going to do a hell of a job, so I'm not really worried about it at all.
Give me your favorite Wasey Rabbit story from when he played with the Blades and you were the equipment manager and trainer.
I think the best part about Wasey Rabbit is the stories we shared every day. You know, on ice, I mean, he was a great player. He was a warrior. Obviously, there's a reason why he wore a C here 1 year. But just the everyday interaction with him, and that hasn't changed. So looking forward to it.
Okay, I have one last question, not Wasey Rabbit related.
Yeah.
It is related to the import draft.
Yeah.
Has there been a decision made as to which way you're going? You have until June 30th to make that decision.
We still have till June 30th. I think, if I'm being honest, the lean is to keep Brad Lambert. You know, I think that we'll see what happens. It's unfortunate the NHL drafts after us. But, yeah, we'll see. We've talked lots about it. I think Colin mentioned at the barbecue, the season ticket holder barbecue, where, you know, the thought process, and obviously we have Igor Sidorov coming back, and he's excited to be back, and he's been here, which has been cool to see and have, and I think that's the lean right now. So.